Tucker Carlson's fall from provocateur who lied about elections on Fox News down to provocateur who's trying to sane-wash Nick Fuentes has truly been something insane to watch. But he recently interviewed Piers Morgan, and you truly see his downfall on display as he does his weird, fake laugh. He concerned trolls. That's a perfect description of him. He acts like he's concerned, but he's actually just trolling you the entire time. He is a concerned troll who never actually brings any substance to the conversation except for bigotry in this clip I'm about to play for you. It is a conversation about gay people, not only in America, but across the world. And Tucker Carlson is asking if gay people are born that way. He's saying some homophobic stuff. He uses the F slur a lot later on. I'm not going to play it because the video will just get entirely taken down. But Tucker Carlson is truly looking for his next provocative viral moment where he pushes the window on what's acceptable. And the last one was his Nick Fuentes interview, which honestly, the thing is, I'm not even mad that he talked to Nick Fuentes. It's that I've seen him grill Ted Cruz, like a kind of boring Republican. I've seen him grill and go hard at. And then when he has Nick Fuentes on, who has like 10,000 hours of him saying bigoted stuff, apparently it's a buddy-buddy conversation. But take a look at this conversation with Piers Morgan, where Piers Morgan totally rolls through Tucker Carlson. I mean, Piers Morgan really does get the best of him. One thing I do like about Piers Morgan, despite him being very soft on Trump and buddy-buddy with Trump, and he's always playing defense for Trump, he does push back on a lot of forms of bigotry that he encounters in face-to-face interviews. Take a look at this. Double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed if you want more breaking news updates. And let's check this out.
What's wrong with homosexuality?
Well, if you encourage it and the rate goes up, people have fewer kids. I don't know. Did you do biology?
Well, no. So just to be clear, the rate, most gay people don't have kids.
That's the point I'm making.
Right,
so if all of a sudden you have more people being gay, which you do,
No, you don't. People don't pretend to be gay.
Do you have the internet?
Huh?
I don't know. I'm not saying they're pretending. I'm saying got way more.
Yeah, you're gay, right?
Well, you know, we used to say that, but.
You don't think so?
Well, I used to think that, but all of a sudden you're
having. I think lots of people putting their hand up saying they're trans. That's a different issue.
Oh, it's totally different. It's not part of the continuum. It's not like gender isn't real. Actually, I can pretend.
If you're gay, you're gay.
Well, you know, we were told that, and I believed a lot of things.
Do you not believe that?
Well, it's demonstrably not true because science tells us it's not true.
Do you think people are making it up?
I don't think they're making it up at all.
So what's your point?
I think that you can be moved in that direction through propaganda and pornography.
Come off it, Tucker.
Well, then how do you explain?
Is there anything that would make
you... Hold on.
Could I make you gay?
How hard do you want to try?
Not hard, I can tell you.
Good. That's the spirit, Piers. There's a limit. Even an open-minded man like you, you kind of hate the gays.
Could I make you gay?
I make a little gay joke and you're like, oh, I'm not going to be gay.
I like you using a gay slur. That's fine.
The context matters. As I've told you, I mean, that's like coffee table conversation between the gays I work with at Fox.
Earlier on, Tucker Carlson tried to get Piers Morgan to say the F slur, and Piers was like, I'm not going to say that. I don't know.
It's sort of like racism. Only the whites are upset about it.
Think people can be persuaded to be gay.
Well, then why don't you explain the twofold or threefold increase in self-identified homosexuals in the United States?
I can. They used to be repressed. It used to be illegal in this country until the mid-60s. Mm-hmm. You literally went to jail.
So all through history.
Hang on. You literally were put in a prison cell if you were openly homosexual.
That was more here, actually. You guys did Oscar Wilde. We didn't, but
it was
you
terrible.
Also.
Absolutely shocking.
Yeah, it was terrible. You ruled the world at the
we
time,
the
and now you're a
repressed.
Joke dependent on foreign-owned banks.
And you think that's because
but everyone's
we,
gay, so it's like so, a great trade.
So allowing gay people to be openly gay is why we wrecked
mocking
our
masculinity is the fastest
totally
way
different
to
issue.
Servitude.
Totally different
ask
issue.
Any Pakistani. That's why I like the
totally
Pakistanis here. You talk to a Pakistani cab driver, and you're like, "Why are you gay?" And they will start laughing because they've.
Tucker isn't really making any points of substance. He's just obfuscating. He's talking about mocking masculinity when nobody brought that up. And Piers Morgan is coming in with a really rational, you know, train of thought here. He's saying people don't choose to be gay.
Watch the video and they're like, I'm not gay. I'm a man.
What's it gonna do with masculinity?
Ask a single Briton, why are you gay? They'd be like, well, I'm not gay, but it would be okay if I was.
Mm.
And it's like, there's no masculine self-respect at all.
You're sounding quite homophobic.
I'm not afraid of gays at all. I'm just asking, actually,
you don't actually think they really exist by the sound of it.
I hate that line of thought where he's like, I'm not homophobic because I'm not afraid of gays. That's not what homophobic means.
Well, they exist.
No, but are they real? Is their sexuality genuinely...
Are they sleeping with dudes? Are they big time.
Well, and women. Are they attracted to members
it's
of their own sex?
Mostly dudes. The lesbian thing is way overblown.
Actually, there are a lot of lesbians.
How many?
I haven't counted, Duncan.
I love this conversation.
Not recently.
This is so great. You're going to get so fucking arrested after this. It's going to be unbelievable.
No one's arresting me.
Okay.
No one's arresting me.
Tucker is painfully unfunny. He's referring to the laws in the UK that are uniquely strict.
I'm just curious whether you think...
Regarding speech.
The gay people
actually
are gay, or whether you think they've been somehow turned.
Well, for the third time, I think it's completely sincere.
Right.
Completely sincere.
So what's the problem with the question...
I'm not saying I have a problem with it. I'm merely saying... You get fewer children when more people are gay.
No, you don't.
Well, actually, you do.
More people aren't gay. Just more people are able
you don't
to
get,
they're gay.
Hold on. You don't get
they
fewer.
Were
well, hold
gay
on.
People.
Stop. Okay. Was it like 30% of the population always, like in Roman times? For about 30%, would you say?
I'm just saying.
No, it was like this is.
The falling birth rates have nothing to do with
if you have
gay
more,
people.
If you have more gays, do you have fewer children?
We don't have more gays.
We've got way more gays.
No, we have more people who are not afraid to say they're gay.
They're letting their freak flag fly.
They are actually gay, Tucker. They just haven't been able to admit it.
So why isn't that the case like in Asia?
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't think there's no Asian country, and they're not all like putting gays in jail. Mm-hmm. Malaysia might be. Korea's not. South Korea. Why is their self-described homosexuality rate so much lower than yours? Japan, same.
He brought up Japan, Korea, and China, three countries with abysmal birth rates, falling birth rates. You can debunk the entire thing with that. Tucker Carlson is bringing up the most dog shit points possible.
Homosexuality rates so much lower than yours. Japan, same. Japan.
Because culturally, it is not a thing
so
to
it's
admit.
Pierce Morgan is absolutely right. Remember, people have been commenting, Adam, I've been watching you since 200,000 subscribers and just realized I was not subscribed. Fixing that now. But to continue, in another clip, Tucker Carlson tries to talk about World War II and the UK's role and says some of the dumbest shit possible. This guy is just a soft defender of alternate history.
Germany attacked Britain. Is that how you got into war with Germany?
Germany attacked Poland.
Oh, but not the UK.
No.
Oh, okay. Because that's
but
a
they,
does
they
get
wanted,
lost.
They wanted
so
to
you take... voluntarily joined the war.
Yes.
Okay, right. I'm not defending Hitler, of course, but it's just a fact that you weren't attacked. So when you say that Churchill saved Britain.
I mean, you know it's off to a strong start when he has to clarify, I'm not defending Hitler, of course. But then he goes on for the next minute to ask questions in a concerned tone where you know he's kind of just trolling. And in this concerned tone, the questions are meant to muddy the waters on who was the good or bad guy in World War II. So while he doesn't come out and say, Hitler was the good guy, I'm defending him, he goes, why do you think that you attacked?
Defending Hitler, of course, but it's just a fact that you weren't attacked. So when you say that Churchill saved Britain, well, Britain got into the war voluntarily.
Well, not voluntarily. One of our neighboring European countries was attacked, and it was quite clear that Adolf Hitler and the Nazis wanted to take over Europe. This was an existential threat to Europe and therefore to the UK. So you're arguing
that he would have come for the UK?
100%.
Even though
I think it's very naive to
your politicians and he and there's like not one person who was saying that in 1939-40.
Well, no, Neville Chamberlain wasn't because he totally misread what was going on. Winston Churchill completely read correctly what was going on and came out of the wilderness to actually come and save us. I think
you signed a treaty with Poland that locked you into a course of action that destroyed your country. I'm just saying.
You don't honestly think the Nazis would have stopped at Poland?
Look, I'm just going by what contemporaneous sources said. Mm.
Oh my God, Tucker Carlson just drips condescension, but then never stakes out a real position when he's asked. Pierce is like, you really think the Nazis would have just stopped? They never stopped. They lied, they broke treaties, and over and over and over they invaded countries, which is exactly what Vladimir Putin is doing, which is exactly who Tucker Carlson defends. And Pierce goes, you really think they would have stopped? And Tucker goes, well, I'm not actually...
You don't honestly think the Nazis would have stopped at Poland?
Look, I'm just going by what contemporaneous sources said. Mm. I have no idea. Hitler invaded Russia, so obviously that's deranged and incredibly destructive. So I don't know is the truth. He was focused on communism. No one doubts that. This was not a communist country. But I'm just saying Britain voluntarily joined the war. It was a war that you were not involved in and you got in. But my question is, why did it destroy Britain? I don't understand. As the victor nation.
It didn't destroy Britain.
Weird, condescending questions where he's not providing any actual solutions himself. Over and over and over, he muddies the waters, he dilutes, and is now running defense for people like Nick Fuentes. I'm going to leave it there. I love you all, and peace out.